Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College men's and women's soccer continue their start on the 2023 season with their second games of the year on Monday in Casper against their in-state rivals, the Casper College Thunderbirds, with two non-conference matchups. The ladies were up first, but it was a rough start for the Pronghorns as the Thunderbirds got four goals in the first 12 minutes. Sasha Swain would get the first goal for the Pronghorn ladies in nearly 4 years in the 30th minute, but Casper would put in another goal of their own to make it 5-1 at the half. Ellie Ketterling would open the second half with a goal for the Pronghorns, but Casper would put in three more after that as the Pronghorns suffered an 8-2 loss and now lose their first two games to begin the revival season. Gillette also got outshot 33-16. The Pronghorn men were up next, but the Thunderbirds would once again start off strong, shutting out Gillette in the first half with four goals. Then they added two more to start the second to make it 6-0. Philip Avendaniel Castillo from Columbia would get the first goal of the game for the Pronghorns in the 66th minute, but Casper would respond with two more as the Thunderbirds would win 8-1 and complete the sweep on Gillette. The Pronghorn men would only register three shots, and they also suffer their first loss of the season after tying on Friday against Truckee Meadows from Nevada. Gillette College men's and women's soccer have a few days off, then they will hit the road on Monday for games against Central Wyoming College in Riverton. The ladies' game will start at 3, and the men will follow at 5. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.